Welcome to the Character Collective podcast, where writers talk about words and how hard they are, and our characters drop by and wreak absolute havoc. Come for the writing, stay for the stupid.
Welcome, welcome. We're so glad you stopped by to come and have some fun with us. Go grab a drink, lock up the kids, sit down and enjoy. We have new episodes coming out every Wednesday, so favourite, like, follow, subscribe, and don't forget to share with all your writer and reader friends. Go do all the things. Right, let's do this.
Oh, hello.
Oh, hi, nutbags. Today I am Chaos Demon. Nobody knows what they're listening to. What is this show? It's new. I don't know. Hello, everybody. No, couldn't do it.
But not inaccurate. So, huzzah.
What, the nutbags?
Yeah, all of the above.
Wow. All of the stuff. Learned something there because, like, I really, really tried to be Chaos Demon and, like, not say it, and I couldn't not say it.
Oh, no, I can't do that shit.
Yeah, I was really not going to say it. I thought about it too much, and then my brain was like, say it. I'm like, okay.
Your brain's like, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. And your mouth goes, do it.
Okay, I did it.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, you know what? It's done.
It is. You know what else is done? Yeah. I don't know. That was a bad segue because it's got nothing to do with it.
You're supposed to have something else at the other end of a segue, I feel.
Huh?
I think you're supposed to have something else at the other end of a segue.
Right, that, like, links. And, like, I've got something, it just doesn't link, but it's fine.
Anyway.
No, it does. So before we get onto anything, I need to share that today I had a pretty huge epiphany realization. Like, it was pretty fucking massive. Now, this came on the back end of a... Okay. ADHD, neurodivergent self-conversation. You know what I'm talking about. The one where a random thought jumps in and then off it goes. tangent, new path. What? Who? Where? Where'd we start? How did this happen? Don't know. But without going through the whole pathway, I will just take you to the end to what I learned and what I realized today. Do you know Hank Green and John Green?
Yes.
Okay. For those listening, I'm sure you do because you're like weirdos like us. So just in case though. So Hank Green, science dude, brother, John Green, writer, wrote Fault in Our Stars obviously some kind of fucking psycho that loves to fucking traumatize people. Anywho, I love them both. But my brain realized today, okay. So take those two, right? Now, imagine that Hank and John Green were twins and in the womb, they kind of fused, ate each other, became a chimera. So only one was born chimera. You know what I mean? Like half and half, right? And, you know, things went wacky and they came out with the wrong, you know, fucking sex body parts and whatever. But, you know, if that happened, I would be the very unsuccessful version of them. That would be me, but really successful. So them, but unsuccessful and chimeraed.
So they're Arnold Schwarzenegger and you are Danny DeVito in this twins scenario.
Well, no, because I still know stuff and I'm still good with stuff. Like,
just can't do anything with it.
No, don't refer, Danny DeVito, like, no, because if you've seen my father, you would know why I say that. Just don't even connect me to Danny DeVito in any way, shape, or form. Thank you. Sorry, Danny DeVito. Traumas. No. Triggers.
That's a no.
Traumas. No. So, no, that is incorrect. That's not what this is. This is simply them, but if they were chimera and unsuccessful. So not the other parts. It is them. But mushed together and then having zero success.
It's the mirrorverse.
Sure.
Yeah. So it's like that, but flipped in the opposite.
Yeah. and shatter.
You see it in the mirror. Oh, what day.
Because science and writing uh-huh. and, like, really weird and stupid and just I'm the unsuccessful chimera version. That's the realization I had today. Anyway, so what are we talking about today? That's I just had to share that before we started.
I don't know anymore.
Never mind. But seriously, just coming back to that for a second, you can only imagine the brain story that I had going on to get to that point.
I can, but it's also not that big of a jump. Like, I can see the path.
Yeah, yeah, but it did start with, like, you know, TikToks and conversations and weird shit.
Yeah,
and then, like, that moment of realization was just like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, that happens.
All because I watched a YouTube short with Pink, of course. Or Crib and John. I know one of them, I watched them both. So, things to talk about.
Life.
There's stuff in your world that's happened.
So last week, for those listening like on a regular-ish basis, and who listened to last week's episode?
Oh, what did you say?
I was talking about like being given an option at work where I was like, nope, I'm not going to do that. And I was very happy with myself for having stuck up for myself.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
About not changing my hours and my needs.
That's right. I forgot about the sons of bitch. I forgot about that.
new update is I don't have to worry about that anymore because I don't have that job, so solved. They literally paid me to go away, which literally if anyone wants to do that, I'm apparently very good at doing that, so hook me up.
Yeah, I think you've done it more than me.
I've done it twice.
Three or two.
I've done it twice in a row.
Yeah, so, I did twice, and I did a back-to-back with Mediwank. and Osis, which closed, so I can say whatever the fuck I want.
Yeah.
I did a back-to-back with them.
Mm.
And then I think I went to there.
Mm-hmm. That place.
Which I left. So... Yeah. But I had other jobs while I was working there too.
Very smart.
I think I'm there too. I think. I've left a lot.
Fair.
I've left ones just before I saw them going down as well.
Yeah. So you got to recognize if jump I'm ship.
Better. Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, that's what my husband did. He saw the signs of just one particular ship going down.
Yeah.
And them needing someone to throw under the bus.
Yeah.
Because he knows what they're like.
Yeah.
So
it's interesting timing, though, after, like, that he left and that you put your foot down and went, no, that's not going to work for me. And then they're like, all of a sudden your job's not there. Like, what? Yeah. Sus as fuck. Sus as fuck.
Sus. And honestly, if they just did it and I was just booted, I would follow it up and I would. You know, raise all of the stinks.
Yeah.
But you know what? They paid me enough to go
away. They gave me hush money.
They did. And I'm taking that hush money.
Fuck yeah.
So it can be bought for anyone that was wondering.
I do have a price.
Yeah. You can't put a price on perfection. Good news, I'm not that.
Yeah.
Leonard's here.
Yeah, clearly.
Yeah.
So good. So good. Oh, my God. That happened.
So for someone's sake and safety, all of my characters are not right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I'm very liable to just completely give over.
Yep.
And I don't know how that would go because I have human responsibilities.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's good that there's enough of your characters controlling or stopping certain ones from taking over.
Yeah, it's It was a give and take behind the scenes of like what happened.
What one person in particular did, who is the person who should have been, the one that you've done the most for and it should have been sticking up for you and, like, you know who. What he did, like, all my characters were ready to go and rip his goddamn fucking throat out.
Yeah.
So I can only imagine what yours were doing.
Yeah. There was, like, my husband was smart enough to go, come and watch this, you know, serial killer TV show that is very graphic and just food that part of your soul. Because I was literally watching this show, like, going, very positive commentary on the deaths.
Could you or would you maybe consider writing a short story? Okay. All right. Let me put this into context because I literally did this yesterday. Yeah. So, I mean, this is writing. This is why it's so good. So yesterday I was walking the dog. That is not a euphemism. We had to cross a very fucking huge major road, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like 12 plus lanes, so many lanes. And I'm waiting for the, like, at the green light, waiting for the you know, green walking man for so fucking long. It was ridiculous. Like, these lights are, you wait so long. Anyway, finally went green. So we're going across. And I didn't think to look up and check that, you know, when the no walking turned off, because it's a 12 lane road. I need to get across to the other side. I'm not going to stop in the middle, right?
Yeah.
So we're going, and then I hear this fucking horn up the road, like heaps far away. And I'm like, what the fuck? And I look up and there's this car coming. It doesn't have its brakes on. It is not braking. It is speeding up. Okay. And it's blaring its horn. Now it's far enough away that I still didn't need to speed up to get clearly across that road safely. Like it was not even a problem. But I looked up and the lights, like the walking man had already turned off and he had a green light. And I'm fucking hell, that must have turned so goddamn quickly. But I didn't even look up because why would I? Anyway, so technically, air quotes, I was in the wrong because I was on the road while there was a red walking thing and he had a green light, right? But what the fuck was I supposed to do, you know? What did you want me to do when I'm in the middle of this 12-lane road? I didn't run to get off the road because I didn't need to. He was that far away. He was just a fucking cock. He had no reason to do that. I think that the moment that turned green, he started beeping his horn and speeding up because he was that fucking far away. And the other cars near him, and remember this is a major road, were further away. So I'm just like, nowhere near me. Like, I just went, you're a dick. Anyway, so I'm already normal speed, already off the road, and he still has his horn going as he speeds past behind me. And I'm like, fuck you, buddy. It was still green. Go fuck yourself. Waylon popped up. Like, just of all people, because Waylon is not a killer, right? But he jumped up and he was like, I'm going to go and fucking rip that cunt's throat out. Apologies, cool. People, but not really. And I was like, go for it, dude. Go. And so I kept walking with Sunny, feeling a bit better about it because I knew Waylon was off. And, like, in my brain, I followed Waylon and, like, I fucking played with this dude. I fucked his shit up. Anyway. Through Waylon. Nice. Right.
Yeah.
Oof. So I, as soon as I got back to the house, I wrote that story. I wrote the story of walking across the road and letting my wolf out and everything that he did. And I was just like, that was nice.
That's delicious. I love that.
Yeah. So that's what I was going to say. Like, you know, let them and then talk about it.
Yeah.
Just don't let the meat sack go with it. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. I have this gorgeous, like, mental picture now of, like, Waylon just, like, tippy-toeing, like, please, 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 can I?
Yeah.
And he's like, look over your shoulder at where the dickhead went.
Yeah.
Look back at Waylon, just, like,
go.
Hand on his cheek and go, fetch.
Pretty much. It's pretty much how it went down. And I also had Anton there, standing there, arms crossed watching, just going, that's my man. He was the cutest thing.
Oh, just like looks around, no one's watching. Ass slap. Yeah.
He's like, that's my
go get him, honey.
That part was adorable. But Whale was having so much fun. It was literally like, you know, dog chasing a ball. He was doing that chasing. In the story, I kind of had it like that it was a kind of a dimensional shift type thing. But he was like, it was like he could have just ripped his throat out, but where's the fun in that? So instead, like he's, you know, it was funny because like I wrote this in the story too. It's like, I don't know cars. He doesn't know cars. So he's just like, I'm just going to rip some shit apart.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens. And then like the guy lost the steering control and he's like trying to turn left. He's trying to turn right. He like, he's just got no fucking control. I'm like, well done. And at that point, I severed the connection in the story anyway. I severed the connection with Waylon at that point because it's like, I don't need to know what happened. I just know that it's taken care of.
Yeah,
I don't need to watch the news. I don't need to know his name. So in the story, it was like, you know, obviously a lot more, you know, happening. But it felt nice. I've always done this thing where if someone pisses me off, I let my imagination go through all the things like burning them, cutting them up, feeding them to a dog, letting the dog shit them out, burning that. Like, and I just keep doing things until I feel a satisfaction of like, okay, I'm good now.
Yeah, that is true. Mm. I was trying to explain to my husband like this week about the concept of like, you know, having like Freddy Krueger.
Yeah.
Like standing guard while I'm at the dentist.
Fuck yeah.
Like I feel safer because I know he's there.
Yeah.
And if the dentist makes one wrong move,
he's going to fuck your shit up.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. I get that. Do you people listening to this right now, did we lose listeners?
Bye or are you gone? This is weird.
But yeah, no, it's like it's just. Well, I mean, okay, put it this way: I can let my imagination fuck them their shit up and destroy them, or I can like do it physically. What would you prefer?
Yeah, or you can just let your brain like and your emotions like linger on it.
Exactly, I can like, feel shitty about it. Yeah, because I had like with the road thing, I had. Let's face it, you know where I'm going to go with this, like as in trauma and like thoughts around the fact that I did something wrong because I was on the road when that was my fault. And like, no. That dude had a fucking weapon. He was in a car. I was walking a dog across a fucking very busy road doing the right thing. Or I had been at the start. It's not my fault that it turned into the wrong thing because I didn't fucking do that part. He had a car and was using it as a threatening fucking weapon.
Yep.
It's not in the wrong. And it was only through all my characters telling me that. Like, for me personally, I was, like, taking it all on my the blame was all on me. So kind of separating those emotions out and then, like, you can sit in that
or you
sit in that. And like feel it and feel the guilt and feel all of that coming back. Or I can be like, no. He's in a car. He has a weapon. Like, come the fuck on. There was no need for that. He was literally just being a cunt. He didn't need to do that. He was being a cunt, which means he's probably a cunt in his life in general. We don't need any more of those. Let's get rid of him. Now, I don't know who it is, and I can't chase the car myself because I'm not as fast as Waylon, but in my brain I can do all the fucking damage. And if that makes me feel better and nobody's actually hurt, where's the problem?
Exactly.
Great thing, right? Yeah,
makes sense to me.
Yeah. Self-therapy.
Yeah, and, like, honestly, like, my thoughts about my job and all that sort of stuff and my reaction to it, there is definitely stuff that I would disclose to, you know, my characters.
Yeah.
Internally that I wouldn't verbalize to anyone.
Fuck yeah. Fuck yeah. Because they know. They don't even have to, you don't have to tell them.
Like, yeah.
a lot of them will tell you because they see it before you do.
Yeah. And like, I know, you know, they will know what to say. Like, if I'm having a thought that is not good, they will know the correct truth about it.
Yes, that's true. So, and we can't listen to ourselves, but we can listen to our characters.
Yeah, I can't do anything for myself, but I'll do it for someone else.
Exactly. Exactly. Mm-hmm. That's why, like, for me, creating the writing team with my characters has been useful. Because they're not like me, as in they'll get shit done. The ones that I've chosen are people that will get shit done. And like, if the meat sack is fucking dead, they're the first ones to be like, dude, no, just no, take the day off. No.
Mm. That's good. That's what you want.
Yeah. It's great. But I couldn't take that responsibility on myself.
Fair. Absolutely fair.
Yeah, you know, exactly. So yeah, I guess we're talking about characters.
internal teams.
Yeah, systems. Collective. About time we talk about characters.
collections of them. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go.
Well, we got to the point eventually, all right? Calm down.
This is what it was meant to be. It's taken 3 years, but we're there.
Which is part of the course, let's be honest.
Yeah, that's it. That tracks. That's so fucking tracks.
Mm-hmm.
What also tracks is what were we talking about? Characters.
talking about customers. Characters. And...
Yes, collections of characters. But yes. They know, like, I don't know. I mean, we've done it on here. We've had conversations and, like, it's been like, oh, yeah, good point. It's like one of my characters has just given me a good point that I couldn't have thought of, but they have access to that part, or they have access to that information that I didn't have.
And I know from my side of things, like, if I have, like, you know, I'm like this or I'm like that, and I'm like, I know that's not true, but the thought keeps coming up.
Mm.
Like, I will verbalize it to them, knowing that they will be able to explain it back to me. Like, I can do it.
Yeah. Like, just fucking tell me what to do.
Yeah. Oh, I'm useless at this, or I can't do this. It's like, just do that and then do that. Okay.
Okay. Guys, someone help me out here. I mean, I've said that a lot. Not going to lie.
Mm-hmm.
Someone help me out. Someone like, okay, so here's the situation. What am I supposed to do? Yeah.
Definitely.
It's nice to have, you know, the characters in your head that are organized and shit. Oh, fuck. Epiphany. Sorry, I just remembered thoughts that I had. So remember Mellow Yellow, because we were talking about characters and how they've all got the different. Mellow Yellow that came up, who was one of the very first shifters in the NASA universe?
Yep.
So when I was doing I spoke about them before, guys. When I was putting together my writing team, this character turned up very slick, very suave, like all in yellow. And like, they're like, call me Mellow Yellow. I'm like, seriously, what the fuck? But they were just playing around with me and, you know, fucking with me a little bit. But so it turned out their name is actually Mellow Yellow. Nice. Now, the reason that their name is Mellow Yellow, so the shifters, and I think I've mentioned this to you. I think I've told you. I don't know if I've told everyone on the podcast or not, but the shifters originated from butterflies. So in the NASA universe, when the shifter uprising happened, I love this for them so much. So when the shifter uprising happened, all across the world, butterflies that were actually in the, what do you call them? Like in the cocoon, what's the thing called? So,
the pupae.
No, the chrysalis. That's the one. So yeah, so So it's one, okay. Butterflies that were in their, we'll just call them cocoon, and were like, or I should say caterpillars that were actually becoming butterflies, right? During that stage of their existence, their transformation, which is hilarious when you think
My
about
brain was
those.
like, what you did naming butterflies like that for?
Sorry?
What you did naming
Naming
butterflies like that?
butterflies, yeah. Well. So yeah, so in that point, there was a whole bunch over the world that started like growing huge. And because this was seen, some of them were taken and put away. And like this was the they'd already had the vampire uprising, the wolf uprising. This is the third uprising. So the humans were starting to go, this could be some shit. They were
This could
starting to
be,
clue on by this point.
yeah,
So
that's that.
yeah, and besides that, humans' weird shit was going down. So like, quick, let's like grab these and put them away. So
Yeah.
yeah, all over the world, there were a whole bunch of them. Like, they grew really big, and basically, what happened is they cracked open humans. Humans came out of them. So
Okay.
instead of being butterflies, they were humans that came out of these
Oh.
fucking pods. And that was the shifter uprising. So a whole bunch of them, though, because I knew Mellow Yellow, yes, but Mellow Yellow wasn't the only one. A whole bunch of them were captured. Now, the thing is, and this is the this one, yeah, this is it, yeah, icky. Okay, so depending on how far along in that process it was, determined what age came out at the end. But it was kind of in reverse. So if it was like right at the end stage, it grew really quickly and it was like an older person. But if it actually started right at the start, it started like the human started growing, but it was a younger person, child, that came out. Now, those ones who had just started the process, or was it the other way around? Hang on. Was it the other way around? Hold on, let me just check in. Yeah, no, it was the other way around. Sorry, which makes more sense anyway. So, okay, so the ones that it was at the start of the development, they more time to grow as a human, so an adult came out, whereas the other ones, the development to butterfly was, almost complete, for example, and then the human growth. So they were younger, but they also had more access to the butterfly instincts and those components, which means I do have to do all the research on butterflies. Anyway, one thing is the site. So I'm very aware of what site they have because that'll affect Gracie. Anyway, Gracie's mother was one of the ones that were taken. This was the big epiphany thing that I had. So she was one of the ones that, but she was she. You know, her was taken like she was a full grown adult. So she knew Mellow Yellow. Mellow Yellow and Grace's mother knew each other. They were in the same, I want to say compound for some reason. And they were experimented on and all of that fucking shit going down. So Mellow Yellow was quite young, obviously, had a lot of time to develop the butterfly instincts, which is why she has shifter abilities that the others don't. And because she's pretty much the youngest shifter from the uprising, and therefore, the one that they did the most testing on too, which is just fucking icky as shit. But anyway, whatever. So all that came out. Gracie's bracelet has something to do with the butterfly. So her mother had a connection to green because her mother was from a green. I can't remember the name of the butterfly, but I've noted it somewhere. Whereas Mellow Yellow was from this particular yellow species, hence the name. She was very chill and everything, so we called her Mellow Yellow. All of that happened the other day. There we go. Yeah.
Just a couple of things, a couple of little thoughts.
But obviously that's all going to affect Gracie. Mellow Yellow's obviously going to come back into it at some point, too big a character to not. That's probably going to be important in the dystopian world, I imagine.
Yeah.
So that happened.
Yeah, a couple things.
Yeah. So coming back to characters, Mellow Yellow is like one of those characters that's dancing on my periphery at the moment.
Yeah.
So I don't know what they're bringing, but they're hanging out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. Watch this space, I guess.
Yeah. That's cool. That'll be fun. I like that.
Hmm?
Love that.
Yeah.
That was great.
But, you know, you should definitely write a story.
Yeah.
So I wrote my one on Otter yesterday. It took like an 18-minute recording, so it's probably going to be like a good 1,500-plus words. Nice. So I'm going to clean that up and submit it because fuck it. Somewhere. I don't know where, but I'll submit it somewhere.
Yeah.
Maybe. And maybe the cunt with the, maybe the beepy cunt will see it. Wanker, because I couldn't call cunt in the story. And I'm going for the record for the number of times of saying the C word in this episode.
maybe there. 100% sure. I don't know what we've done previously, so. But it's definitely going to be close to the most cuntish episode, I should think.
Yeah, I definitely think it's the most times I've said cunt in a single episode, personally.
Yeah.
I definitely think it. Just to make sure, cunt.
Just to make sure.
Just to make sure.
Thank you, Greg.
It's okay. Yeah. I mark these as adult content. It's fine.
It's fine. Yeah. But I do think that, like, that I think it's called narrative therapy.
Yeah.
Like, you write from, like, that external sort of point of view.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yeah.
Definitely would be a good idea.
Yeah. Give it a try. Yeah. Even if nobody reads it, even if like you write it and throw it away, like who cares?
It's
like it just
get it out.
Yeah. It feels nice to just fuck up someone's shit in narrative form.
Yeah. I completely understand that.
The number of people that I've done things to in my brain, like sliced and diced and hacked and chewed and puked and pooped and animals and
yeah.
God. I think I had one time was like wood chipper. That's always fun.
Nice.
Yeah. Sprinkler system. Bloody sprinkler system.
Yeah. Dance party.
Yeah. That's it. Like, and when you have this shit in your mind, you can create things too. So it can be like, you know, a sprinkler system can actually churn through somebody's body. And like the pigs. Oh, I think I've used the pigs.
Pigs are great.
Oh, what was that show? What was the show with the pigs ate the body? And I was cracking up laughing because of you, obviously.
I don't remember. I remember you telling me about it, but I do not remember.
Yeah, it was on I did tell you about it. Good.
Yeah.
Because they hit someone with the car and they're like, oh, shit. And then these pigs come out and they're like, well, that's not something you see every day.
Oh, yes.
Pigs just start eating him and they're like, oh, it was the one with the, she's a pageant queen. So she was fat. And then she got hit by a homeless man.
You know, that's right. I can't remember what it's called.
Queer as fuck and it's gay as fuck and it's so good.
Yeah, I would probably appreciate that at the moment, that sort of show.
It was like the first few episodes I watched before and didn't get into it. And then the second time I was like, I watched it again and I think I got past that hurdle, whatever it was, and then it just went fucking awesome. Once she was just started killing everyone and all the games started, I was like, Now we're talking.
It's called Insatiable.
That's the one. That's the one. Yeah. It's fucking good. I really enjoyed it. But yeah, when they're sitting in the car and these pigs are just eating this guy's body, and then at the end they go out, there's just this bloody patch, and they're like, okay.
Come on again.
And he like you said in your research, they ate everything.
Yeah, very thorough.
So good. So good. I don't, do you know that I gave that a shout out in Taking the Field, yeah?
I don't remember.
So in Taking the Field, there's a part where Henley's talking about he doesn't know how he knows this or how he knows this or how he knows that how long it takes for 12 pigs to eat a human body or something like that. My beta readers, one of them was like, I'm really interested to know why he knows that. I'm like,
who knows?
It's an Easter egg, buddy.
Maybe he read it in a book. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly. He reads a lot. And I think that might, no, I don't think that's what it was related to, but it was kind of hinted at earlier in the book that he reads a lot. Like he reads fantasy novels and stuff. So
that's cool.
Yeah. He probably read
it. Yeah, you're going to find that sort of stuff.
Yeah, I'd say, you know, I guess he was reading the Hood and Hook series. Like, you know, just giving that a shout out.
I got to get back to that.
Yeah. But for now, Blades.
Mm-hmm. All of the Blades.
All the Blades. First book is on pre-order, correct?
Actually, the first two are on pre-order.
Oh, first two are on pre-order now. Oh, okay. I just put the I need to
update on pre-order. So that I can use the links for the end of book one.
Nice. I need to update the pre-order links then in the description of this. So you can get the pre-order links in the description. I will have both of those in this one when it goes up.
So, very cool.
Yes. I know the first one's definitely in there already.
You do it, peoples.
I will get the second one. Go get them. Pre-order the books now.
First one on Amazon. You can find the second one.
We should tell them more about Blades then. I mean, we've got 3 minutes. Tell them more about Blades.
3 minutes? Yeah. We got 3 minutes.
We're at 3:20. Tell them why they should pre-order your books.
Ah, so much fun. It's so many funs. That's all. There you go. Enjoy your lives. It's so good.
I had a mouthful of coffee then. That was really hard to swallow.
No. I should just make a list of all the things that it's got like representation for.
Actually, that's a good point because we're talking about it today. So, I mean, obviously queer representation. Let's do queer representation. In particular, you've got bi pan representation.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, gay and lesbian representation just by the fact that there is bi pan representation.
Yep, we've also got happily married,
yes,
male couple husbands.
Yep,
in it.
Yeah,
there is asexuality representation.
Is asexual? Yes. It's so funny because you were just saying about the happily married gay couple. I'm like, who? I'm like, oh, duh. Wakey, wakey! I'm alive.
It's fine.
Yeah, asexual representation, which I fucking love. I was saying that to you today that. The representation that you have around asexuality is something I would have so deeply connected with in this book.
Mm. Yeah. No, it's good because it was subtle even to me. But like, and then once you see it, you're like, of course.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's like, oh my God. And it's so perfectly done and perfectly weaved. And that's why it would have resonated with me so much because it is so subtle.
Yeah. And I like that.
Me thinking,
if you like the oh my God, my brain's gone blank on the book series that you obsessively read.
All for the Game.
All for the Game. Thank you.
Yeah.
Every one of your series is coming to my brain, and that was not any of this. Like, it's that slow burn subtlety bit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, you'll wait for it, and then once it hits, you're like, yeah.
That's it. And it's like, oh my God, drool. Like, all the drool.
Yeah.
What else?
Non-sexual BDSM.
Yep.
which is not often anywhere.
Exactly.
It's literally not as sexy as, like, you know, 50 Shades shit, but it's definitely important. So,
but it's much more, it's more real. Like, 50 Shades is just not real. It, like,
not even in a good way, right?
No, it didn't seem like she had any idea what she was actually talking about or that she'd done the research for it.
Yeah, well, I don't think he let her. That was the thing.
No, I mean the author.
Oh. Yeah, no, definitely not. Probably both. Who knows?
What actually happened between the two? I was like, there's so much wrong. There's so much wrong. And I don't know a lot. I only know stuff from research, so.
We're going to get cut off.
We had 10 seconds. So I was timing it. Yeah. So, yeah. So apparently it didn't have 10 seconds left. It lied. Liar, liar. It's a lying liar that lies. Anyway, we did have a really cute thing that Luke did to put on the end of this that was like, okay, guys, bye. And like he held it for a really long time and I was like, how did I hold Daddy for so long? It was really cute. Anywho. Just imagine that was happening in Luke's gorgeous little voice. Because technology meant that I didn't get... It's not on here. So, anyway, goodbye! Hey, thanks for hanging out with us now. If you have any questions, suggestions, feedback, fan art, any of that deliciousness, email us at character.collective.podcast@gmail.com or message us directly via Anchor. Reminder, our new episodes are out every Wednesday, so like, follow, subscribe, and share. Click for notifications. And also go to Medium and check out the Character Collective publication for a little sneak peek every Monday. So we'll meet you back here next Wednesday. Until then, check out the episode description for links to our social media, our websites, all those bits and pieces, and most importantly, links to our book so that you can go and read some really awesome stuff. And let us know what you think. Unless you hate them, in which case, just